This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danis, Dan Patrick Show. We are here at Fountain Blue Hotel. We're poolside. Nobody's gone in the pool yet, but it's early in the week. But coming up, Chris Sims. Pro Football Talk, Football Night in America will stop by. We'll try to sneak in a couple of phone calls. Next weekend, the Premier League on NBC and Peacock and USA Network. It's Saturday. Nottingham Forest plays host to Newcastle. The next Saturday, Arsenal out for revenge. They go to West Ham. The Premier League on NBC, Peacock, and USA. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates around the country, numbering 400 cities. Couple things to think about here. I already know who I'm taking in the Super Bowl. I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes. Learned my lesson before. Not going to bet against Tom Brady. Not going to bet against Patrick Mahomes. And I know San Francisco favored by two. I don't care about it. Kansas City, I think, will still win outright here. But it's based off of him. I just think in the moment, I'm counting on him to do something that maybe Brock Purdy won't be able to do. Doesn't mean Brock Purdy can't be the MVP and obviously win this game. But you start to look at long shots for MVP. And we've had a few of these. Now, I thought Malcolm Butler deserved to be the MVP. When he had the interception against Russell Wilson, that to me won the game. There's nobody more valuable than the guy who just won the game because he prevented Seattle from scoring a touchdown. He should have been the MVP in that game. Tom Brady got that. I thought that, the Atlanta Super Bowl, I thought James White should have been the MVP. Tom Brady got that as well. But if you're looking for a long shot here, who would be the long shot for MVP?
Long shot-ish. Isaiah Pacheco is in that next tier. Chris Jones would be in that next tier,
okay,
where you could make some money off it.
Okay,
those would be the big ones for me. Like, you got to go really deep. Like, again, a defensive lineman like George Karloftis is way deep.
Well, what about San Francisco?
Nick Bosa is like off the first tier of Purdy and McCaffrey. Brandon Ayuk, I think, is the value pick there. Because again, he's not in the top three or four.
Well, how often does a receiver get MVP honors?
In the past, Julian Edelman got it in 2019. Then you have to go back to Santonio Holmes for the Steelers.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger deserved that.
Yep. Hines Ward got one. Deion Branch got one.
Yeah.
So there's been a few receivers. In the past, maybe 20. Cooper Kupp got it with the Rams. I forgot about that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Odell Beckham was on his way. I think he started out, he was, you know, great, and then he got injured.
Over the past 15 years, non-quarterbacks, Von Miller got one against Cam Newton. Remember,
yeah,
he had the strip sack?
Yeah.
Malcolm Smith got one. I think a few interceptions for Seattle in that Super Bowl. The linebacker, Malcolm Smith. Did he have three picks? No. I got to check that. Malcolm Smith, that was his career peak. No offense.
That was against the Broncos?
That was the 2014 Seahawks win.
Okay.
Against Santonio Holmes, Hines Ward, Deion Branch, Dexter Jackson. He got it in 2003 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a couple picks. Then you got to go back to guys like Ray Lewis in 2001.
Okay. Did Timmy Smith get MVP that year for Washington?
I think that was Doug Williams.
Doug Williams got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug Williams.
But Timmy Smith had, what, 200 yards rushing?
The Redskins probably could have had five MVPs that game.
Yeah. Once again, I think that was against Denver, wasn't it, Tom?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And I just remember number 22. I guess Tony Lilly just chasing him up and down the field. There goes 22 in the orange.
They took advantage of Tony Lilly. He was the safety. Was he free safety?
Yeah, that's all you could see him, just running, chasing him down the sidelines every play.
Who else would be in that mix for a long shot MVP? How often have running backs here?
Running backs in history, you got to go back in the running back era, like Otis Anderson stole one for the New York Giants. Terrell Davis got one. Emmitt Smith got one. Mm. We haven't had a running back in a bit. Well, you haven't had a running back in 15 years.
Otis Anderson got the MVP in that win against Buffalo?
Yeah, once they got the lead, he took
charge. Yeah, but that, man, that defense was so good that day. But, all right. You know, it's weird where, and I've been around people when they have to vote, and sometimes you vote earlier than you need to. I still think, having seen Ben lead the Steelers to that win against Arizona, that was impressive. He won the game for them. Now, Holmes makes the catch, but I thought Ben was spectacular in that two-minute drill. Yes, Marvin.
Malcolm Smith had 10 combined tackles, deflected a pass, recovered a fumble, and returned an interception for a touchdown.
Okay. All right.
Decent game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm thinking about going down and putting together a futures bet for the show. You want to know our pick? Rashee Rice.
MVP?
MVP. What if he catches like 11 balls? Travis Kelce's locked up a little bit.
Mm.
Good story. Mm. Of course, they're going to give it to Mahomes because he's completed all the passes to him.
Yeah. But will they give it to Brock Purdy?
Again,
Kansas City wins, and then they go, well, we've got to give it to somebody, then it would be Mahomes.
Kittle's plus 6,000.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Do you see where Travis Kelce called George Kittle the best tight end in football? I think he was being politically, neutral. I think he was trying to say the right things, what he was. I think he was trying to be like, yeah, all right, George Kittle. Do you think Travis Kelce really feels that?
Hell no.
No, he doesn't. Yes.
Did you see where Gronk said that Kelce is the best of all time?
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I got something here. Now, Dan Patrick takes a gamble on Thursday. We'll record that podcast here in Las Vegas. Shea and Irving is going to be here. Dylan, the graphics guy, Bad Larry will join us as well. Here's one for you. I've never even heard of this bet before in the Super Bowl with all the prop bets. Super Bowl novelty prop bet, combined touchdown score jersey numbers. All of the people scoring touchdowns, their jersey numbers. What do you think the over-under is if you combine all the jersey numbers? Now, I'm assuming if McCaffrey scores two touchdowns, then you are going to add that twice, correct? That would be all the touchdown score. Yes, Paul.
So if Kelce scores a touchdown, there's 87 points towards that.
87.
Ooh. 225.5.
All right. Marvin, what about you?
254.5.
All right. Todd?
238.5.
All right. Seton?
We'll go 200 even.
Well, I think you'll be surprised. Combined TD score jersey numbers, 121.5.
Dang.
121.5.
I don't like that.
But I think it's everybody scoring touchdowns. So if Kelce has two of them, then you've already gone over. What?
See, and I had this stupid little joke.
We just always laugh about this dumb thing.
So every time you say an odds, it blows our mind. Seton does. It's like
wow, I can't believe
it. Wait, I'm very shocked about that.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
Yeah, you are.
He's fake reacting.
No, well, he's making fun of me.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it makes me laugh, and I don't know why.
I feel like it's something like my mom used to always do or something. When something big happened, she would go.
The Johnsons just got a new Cadillac.
Wow.
They're rolling in it.
Yeah.
Okay, opening odds. You could have got Travis Kelce at plus 10,000 for MVP. Now he's plus 1,200. The big one, our guy Rashee Rice, he was plus 25,000 when they opened the odds. He's plus 5,000 now. Purdy went from plus 400 for Super Bowl MVP to plus 225.
Yeah, but it feels like the guy who throws the touchdown pass is going to get more credit than the guy who catches it, certainly in the Super Bowl. Yes, Marsh?
Depends on who it is. Because if Brock Purdy throws it, it's going to be because Brandon Ayuk
was wide open. Yeah.
Yeah, he saved him.
Yeah. Nobody ever says, man, Travis Kelce is wide open. You can't miss him. It's always like, man, Mahomes and Kelce, you know, somehow they got some synchronicity here. If Brock Purdy throws it, it's like, man, Ayuk is unbelievable. George Kittle, he can get open deep. Yes, Bowen.
I have a prop bet.
Ooh, okay.
The Super Bowl MVP, when he's up on the podium, and you've interviewed these guys before, Dan, who do they thank first? Want to know the odds? God slash religious figure, because they want to pinpoint God. All, you know, Yahweh, etc. Teammates,
Yahweh.
Coach.
The most high.
I don't think that's happened before.
I'm checking. Teammates is plus 290. Coach, plus 1,000. Family, kids, plus 1,600. Team organization, and then the fans. So God, again, for the fourth year in a row, leading the odds of MVP. Thank you.
Who was the guy who said... Was it Carmelo who said he wanted to thank himself?
At the ESPYs. He won the ESPYs for College Player of the Year. I like to thank myself for being so great.
And well, who was it that thanked his hands for being so great?
Freddie Mitchell.
I want to thank my hands for being so great.
Oh, right. Oh, Fred.
Catch of the year at the ESPYs.
Oh, the best.
Fred X. Man.
Cowboy hat and all.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've been up there when you're not quite sure what they're going to say. And, because normally, first person you're talking to is the coach or the owner, and then you go to the players. So it's usually the owner. They get the trophy, and then so they're not going to be thanking. So is it the first person thanked?
This is the MVP's first thank you.
Oh, the MVP.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We'll keep an eye on it.
All right.
Well, I thank JC for being so great.
Yeah, you can. I'm trying to think.
I wouldn't bet against JC ever, you know, because that's
he's the Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is a religious figure.
Religious deities.
Sometimes he makes it more difficult than he has to, but it always works out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all part of his plan.
Yeah. He's likable.
Patrick's plan.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes' plan,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Andy Reid's too. I mean, they came.
Yeah. Andy Reid doesn't get the credit, though. Like, Bill Belichick would get credit for winning Super Bowls. Andy Reid doesn't get credit, it feels like.
You don't think?
Not the way Belichick did. That it felt like that was always split. I don't think people go, and Andy Reid is a great coach. He's a Hall of Fame coach. Here's something you to consider if you're not sure where you're going to put your money on Super Bowl Sunday. Andy Reid, his winning percentage after a bye week. So this is regular season, first round of the playoffs bye, or that week before the Super Bowl week. So a week before Andy Reid's teams take the field, do you want to guess what his winning percentage is? Because we do have a week, you know, before the Super Bowl. Yes, Todd?
I'm going to use Travis Kelce's number and say 873.
Wow. All right. Okay, Marvin, what about you?
I'm going to say 98%.
All right. Seton?
75.
Paulie?
78%.
81%. 81% of the time. Thank you, Seton. Andy Reid is 30-7 after a bye week. So that's regular season first round or the Super Bowl off week. Best record by any coach under the current format since 1990.
So we're counting this past week as a bye week?
Woo! Oh. Paulie, that's stat of the day.
My bad.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, all of our in-studio guests receive a gift bag courtesy of Keeper's Heart, Good Ranchers, Miller Lite, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, King's Hawaiian, and Traeger Grills. Yes, Eaton?
Speaking of Andy Reid not getting any credit, didn't Eric Bieniemy just leave because Andy Reid got all the credit? And he was like, damn it, I'm the one doing this offense. I'm going to go out on my own and prove that I'm the guy.
I think Patrick Mahomes got all the credit. Therefore, anybody could be the offensive coordinator.
Well, but then, okay, so then that means Eric Bieniemy's third in line for credit, at least third.
Yeah, but still, nobody talked about Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator, dialing things up. It was Mahomes got it, then it was Andy Reid, and then it was Eric Bieniemy. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know who's getting all the credit this year if the Chiefs win?
Taylor Swift.
That's correct. Yeah. Mm. Everyone's getting jobbed on that one.
The T-Swift bounce.
Does she get blamed, though? What are the odds for Taylor Swift MVP in Super Bowl Sunday?
League MVP? Let's check it. Checking.
I mean, I might take some of that action. I mean, no, I mean...
Whoa, hey!
Easy.
Okay, relax.
Easy? What are you saying? It was easy. Watch your mouth.
You lateraled that to me.
Watch your mouth. Here's Travis Kelce talking about Taylor Swift's fan base.
I think Taylor's fan base is absolutely unbelievable. The support they give her, the support that they give what she supports and what she loves in this world or wants to support. And it's been awesome to see, you know, the NFL expand in that regard and hear just how many young girls are getting into the game of football, are enjoying those moments with their fathers and their loved ones. It's been awesome to hear.
Okay. It's a feel-good story right now. Yes, Marv?
Until they break up and all those Kelce jerseys are going to be burned.
No, I think it's real.
That song's going to be real.
No.
That breakup song's going to be fire.
Yeah, well, what can you rhyme with 87? Is that the only thing? If she's going to write a song.
Don't ask me.
Or Kelce, yeah.
Right, somebody said 87 got 86.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, that's not bad, Marv.
Yeah. I stole that, but yeah,
it's all right.
I'm going to take credit.
Okay. Yeah, Kelce. Yeah.
Jealousy, Kelce.
No, not Kelce.
I know. It's kind of Eminem. You use those extra syllables.
Yeah.
Kelce, your way out of the.
Yeah.
He's actually lucky, too, because she's already got her new next album.
I know.
Ready to come out. So he's like, I'm already a full album cycle ahead of this.
And I think she wrote a couple of songs about her ex-boyfriend. Yeah. I think there was a club that they started where it's like a miserable man's club or something. Wow. And I think she has a song about that.
Mm. MMC?
Yeah.
What was the He-Man Woman Haters Club? Wasn't that like...
Little Rascals?
Little Rascals. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Yeah, He-Man Woman Haters Club. That's right.
And you start a club like that when you don't have a girl.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason why. That's the reason why I don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But
who needs them?
Yeah. Travis, you know... She did write her new album, and he may take a couple of shots, the previous boyfriend, the actor, what's his name, Joe Alwyn or something like that?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor guy.
You know, I said it like I knew.
Yeah.
I just said, that guy.
Final hour poll question?
Yeah. let's see. We have somebody asked, by the way, do comics use notes? Okay, that's fair. We had this poll question suggested. This is mean spirit. What's worse, Todd singing or his comedy? Jason, that's not necessary.
Wow.
They're equal. Okay.
That's not necessary at all.
Okay.
I'm offended for you, Todd.
There you go.
There he is.
Todd's one friend.
And he's, let's go!
And that guy's liquored up. Yes, he is.
I saw him take
okay,
a picture.
Let's.
I noticed Red Bull is popular in this town. Very popular. And I get why.
Yeah.
I get why.
Yeah. It's I haven't been to bed yet, and I'm going to have some Red Bull. If I said Todd's singing or his comedy,
which do we like more?
Which do we like more? Marvin, I'll start with you.
I'm going to go with singing.
Singing, all right. Seton.
I'm going to go comedy. I like Todd's comedy a lot. He's actually, it doesn't always land. All right, his and Andy Reid's winning percentage are not the same. However, he's very creative. Todd is super creative.
Okay. Paulie?
Todd, I'm going to throw you a compliment here. I think your comedy and your singing, in my mind, is exactly the same.
It's a push.
Leave it to Paul.
Wow.
What? That's a compliment. I love them both equally.
I think you're funnier.
When you're singing?
No.
Off the air. See what he did? He combined the two.
Funnier off the air?
He combined the two things.
I think you're funnier when you're not trying to be funny.
Correct.
And
did you
I'm sorry, it made me
did you just snort? What are you doing?
That is not a compliment.
I think you're the funniest guy of our group. But I don't think you're as funny when you're trying to be funny. And your singing, I don't think it's as good as you think it is. But that's because I think you think
that's
you're.
That's
because
you know that what the.
Oh. I think you. Whoa! Are you criticizing you know my singing?
People who are not good at singing sound like.
Uh-oh.
I do sing a lot.
Don't dream it.
Hey now.
And Seton will always say you can't sing.
That's
like,
not
I'll,
true.
I'll be singing.
I will not always say that. I said that to you one time as a joke 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it to me every other day.
Yes.
Hey, you can't sing?
Yeah. I'll even say it in front of Seton when I'm singing. I go, oh, yeah, I can't sing. Yeah.
Is that because you know what people who think they can sing but can't sing sound like?
I can't sing.
No, you can sing. I think you would be a good lounge singer
for
real because you have bass.
Yeah.
I think there's a lane for you.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. How about that?
not a stalking lounge.
Yeah. Yeah. Just check the reaction of the ladies in the front row back there.
Hey now.
Ooh, challenge yourself, men.
Too. Yeah.
You're like Tom Jones or more sports knowledge.
Yeah.
Don't Google it or try to look.
Yeah. You did give us Olivia Newton-John. Let's get quizzical.
Which was really supposed to be a tribute.
Horrible.
And it turned out to be something horrible, like she died a second death because I did that.
Here it is.
Next good sports radio conversation. You gotta answer it just right. You know what I mean. Don't Google it, just try to think it out. Challenge yourself mentally. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Or get embarrassed on radio and TV.
It's
cringeworthy.
But that's funny. Like, you're not trying to be funny, but that's funny.
That was meant to be a serious tribute to Olivia Newton-John.
I know, that's the thing. You meant it as a serious tribute to Olivia Newton-John.
It was not a parody in any stretch.
It was funny. Yes, Paul.
So what we learned is when you try to do something good, it's really funny.
Yeah. When you're not trying to be funny, then you're funny.
As long as somehow, some way, it's decent content, and I can
live
with that.
I do think you can sing. I just don't think you can sing as well as you think you can. Okay.
I think that's very fair.
Okay.
In the shower with the right acoustics, I really think I got something there. But once you're out in any other location and have clothes on, it's bad.
And it's kind of tough to, you know, entertain people if you're in your shower singing. Not many people are going to be able to enjoy
it. I picture a big crowd outside.
I'm sure you're picturing something in there. All righty.
That's not necessary.
How about we take
a
break?
That's a private thing I told you once.
How about we take a break? You're the one who said you played Nerf football and your pants ended up down around your ankle.
Man, we're going through all of Todd's greatest hits right now. What are we doing?
But you did. That was funny.
I exaggerated a little bit.
Serious.
But they may have been
all
some
right,
experiments.
Gotta,
it's nobody's business.
Todd, I
821 local.
I mean. I got to go to commercial break, okay?
Breakfast burritos right now. Nobody's
all right,
business.
Once again, let's take a break, and we'll talk to Chris Sims. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. You can take your big game party to a whole new level. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce. We brought all of it with us. And, in fact, we've had it on our breakfast burritos this morning.
Yes.
And also the food that we have later today that is being cooked up today. We have some Louisiana, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce. And you can use that. Your tailgate will be taken to another level. It's crafted with a time-tested recipe, so join the team who swear by the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the go-to choice for those who crave great flavor. I wanted to sneak this in. Seton had a cheeseburger last night, and I thought maybe you bring in the Louisiana hot sauce.
Dude.
Like have it in your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, a little dab will do.
That, the garlic one is
fire.
Dangerously great.
Yeah.
The original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the perfect hot sauce for those who demand great flavor with the right amount of heat. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You know, I'm going to say this, and it's going to be controversial. This is the best audience that we've had so far here in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 That's the best audience we've had so far.
In the history of the Dan Patrick Show in Las Vegas?
Yes. Okay. At the Super Bowl. Absolutely. Yes. Four more years that I'm doing this show.
I think that's in your contract. It is.
Yeah, they're calling for four more years. That's contractually obligated.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If you said five more years, then that, you know, that might be headline making. But only four more years there. That'll be it. Then we're all done. And then who knows what happens to these guys in front of me. I'm more concerned about Todd. What happens to you?
Right now I'm dealing with the right wrist injury.
Oh,
blocking.
Stop. Stop. We were kicking extra points and Fritzy blocked one of them, and then now you're going to be injured.
It's a little purple. It's a little bruised. I may have to, do they have a local thing here?
It is not. It is. There's nothing wrong.
The walk-in emergency.
Yeah, walk-in clinic.
Why don't you go
to the walk-in clinic?
My thumb's not bending like it's supposed to.
He's Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, Football Night America. His podcast is called Unbuttoned. Former NFL Texas quarterback and great contributor to our program. Say hello to Chris Sims here. All right.
Thank you.
Dressed in black. I like that.
Let me see. Is there a bruise there? There's no bruise yet. Oh, my God.
He's soft.
Oh, my God.
He's soft.
It'll be better if it's broke, really.
I know.
The story will be better, right?
No, he's
going to. I came around the edge.
He's going to milk it for all
his worth. It was a nice block by me.
It was a good block.
No, it was a low kick, and that's how you blocked it.
I lucked out. I just stuck my arm out, and my thumb caught it.
I was worried that you were going to take one in the face, though, which would have been great content.
Well, it would have been great,
way.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Okay, as you were.
Yeah. The number one question right now,
right,
this Tuesday at 8:30 local time,
right,
with the Super Bowl is what?
Oh, can the 49ers get back to peak football play in a two-week frame, right? That would be my big thing. We haven't seen the 49ers play the way we all gushed about the Niners, right, in the middle part of the season when they went through the winning streak there. I mean, since before the Ravens game was the last time I looked at the 49ers and went, oh, there they are, hitting on all cylinders, run game, pass game, defense, awesome. It's rare to be going in the Super Bowl where you've been outplayed the last two games. I mean, Green Bay kind of blew it. Detroit, in my opinion, definitely blew it, right? So that is going to be the big question to me, and going to have to be an adjustment of style of play from San Francisco as compared to what they've done, because the Chiefs have peaked, right? And they're still look like they're going up, and they've figured things out, and I just don't know where the 49ers are right now.
How much do you think it's in the back of Kyle Shanahan's mind what happened when he was the offensive coordinator with the Falcons, like getting those questions, not winning the Super Bowl. Now you're back in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
Play calling in the Super Bowl, does that change if you're up big? Or, I mean, He's a friend of yours.
Yeah, he's my buddy. You know, I'm nervous for him because I know how big this is to his legacy, right? I mean, he's without question, in my opinion, and I don't think it's, you know, anybody would be far off. He's the best coach in football with Andy Reid. I mean, it's 4 out of 5 NFC championship games. His coaching tree, the GMs, everybody. Look at the whole league. Everybody's just like, did you work for Shanahan? We'll hire you. Or did you work for Shanahan? We'll hire you. Right? So, but if he loses here, it's going to be, oh, Kyle Shanahan can't win the big game again. Can't come through. And, you know, I don't think that's fair. He's very honest and open and direct about answering these things that you talk about. First off, I got a problem with the Atlanta Falcons 28-3 thing. Isn't Dan Quinn a defensive coach? Isn't he the one that's supposed to manage the football game? Like, last I heard...
Dan Quinn does not get blamed for 28-3.
It's shocking. It is shocking.
People think Kyle Shanahan was the head coach of the
shocking.
Falcons.
Like, I think I've said this to you before. If the roles were reversed and Josh McDaniels was... and the Patriots were the ones with the lead, we wouldn't be going, oh, Josh McDaniels. We go, what is Bill Belichick doing?
Yeah.
Why did he not run the ball? Why? It's the head coach's job to get on the headset and go, hey, offensive coordinator, I want to do this right here for this situation. Hey, run the ball here. Run the ball. The offensive coordinator is going to do what he does, which was attack that year, right? Then they have, this, of course, the Super Bowl. They lose to the Chiefs. And, hey, let's be honest. That was tough. And the Chiefs are special. I mean, this is a special team. To be down 20-10 and 7 minutes left in a Super Bowl and come back, we don't see that happen very much, and that's because of this quarterback. So, yeah, it is a big day. He's got a lot of pressure on him for sure. But he's still a great coach, and he doesn't back down from any of those conversations with anybody.
Is Kyle Shanahan in Brock Purdy's ear during the game?
Well, I mean, you know, until it's legally cut off. Yeah, but I don't think it's like – it's not like we've seen in years past with McVay and Goff, where he's at the line of scrimmage – right, they don't huddle, so then he can tell him stuff. Purdy is extremely intelligent. He's, you know, in a lot of ways found his Kirk Cousins, let's say, for lack of a better way of saying that. A guy that's, you know, a nerd, a football junkie. Well, I can give him 7,000 rules and checks, and he'll remember them all. And he'll be able to read the defense and almost be an extension of Shanahan on the football field.
But your comp is Kirk Cousins.
It would be something along those lines, right? Yeah, it would be like that. It would be Kirk Cousins-ish, right? He's got a Mac Jones skill set-ish, right? You know, Drew Brees-ish, but not as good as Drew Brees, or at least I'm not ready to say that. Drew's got a little more physical ability than people want to give him credit
for. And I give you credit because we went from Brock Purdy, Joe Montana.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. How about we come down the ladder a little bit? You're at least being reasonable and respectable by saying, you know, there's a Kirk Cousins feel to him.
Yeah, yes, and I don't say that as an insult. That's positive to me. You could win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins. I believe that.
Yeah.
You know, again, you got to have a team around you, and team's important, and I think we forget about that. We're in the era of Brady and Mahomes and Manning, and we just think quarterback, and, you know, I grew up in an era, hey, like, you know, Phil Simms and the Giants beat the Denver Broncos. Phil was not as good as John Elway, but his team was better, so he won on that day, right? And he was hot and played great, but I think we lose sight of that a little bit. Do we not think Dan Marino wouldn't have won a Super Bowl or two if he was on the 49ers in the 80s? I mean, that's where
you
just...
You can say won the Super
Dad's
Bowl.
Dad's the man, and he was a baller on the biggest day. I mean, he saved his best game for the biggest day.
But does he ever bring that up to you guys, kids?
No.
He never, like, you know, maybe has a couple of beers, and it's like, hey, let me tell you about the game against Denver.
Not at all. Like, he's just not like that. We can get him going on crazy stories every now and then. Like, tell us a Lawrence story. Tell us you know, all of those things.
Explain the Lawrence Taylor story when he shows up at your house and your mom answers.
Yeah, well, this happened on many occasions, right? So
At
least 2 to 3.
Okay.
At least 2 to 3,
okay.
Right? And Lawrence, of course, was famous for being out late at night, right? And not going to sleep and continuing into the next day, right? Mm-hmm. That's just what Lawrence did, right? That's where you got to be who you are, right? Lawrence started working out and, like, drinking protein shakes. I don't know if he'd have been Lawrence Taylor, right? He needed that edge. But either way, he would call the house at 4:30 in the morning, and, you know, I'm down the hallway, and it's old days. It's not a cell phone. The whole house is ringing, right? It's ring, ring, ring. And you're like, what? Who the hell is calling our house right now?
No caller ID.
And, you know, my dad just, Diana, answer it. And, you know, and my mom answered it, and, oh, yes, hi. Oh, hi, LT. Oh, hi. And, you know,
he'd always have these like crazy comments he'd say to my dad, like, what's the, you know, what's up with you white people? Why are you always sleeping? Right? And he'd, like, he'd say all that stuff, which, like, we, you know, we love. And it is great. It is great. But yeah, he'd tell dad, hey, I'm going to be there in a few minutes. I need your golf clubs, a pair of golf slacks, a golf shirt. Dad would be like, I don't have any golf pants that are going to fit over your big butt and legs. You know, he'd say that. But yeah, then I'd, you know, on two occasions, like, I hear dad get up, go outside, and there's Lawrence in the front in the driveway, and he's grabbing the clubs and feeling them and swinging them around, and he's got a shirt off, and he's going to put another shirt on, and he's going to get changed right in the driveway, and then he's going to tell my dad to make him a tea time somewhere local. And that's we had the pleasure of dealing with that a few times.
But it feels like old school coaches, like Bill Parcells, had to look the other way.
Yeah.
Right?
He was...
Bill Belichick was the defensive coordinator.
Right.
They didn't hold him. I mean, he was so great, they didn't hold him accountable.
It's Bill Belichick who holds everybody accountable now for, you know, and he's famous.
Oh, so we're going to blame Belichick, not the head coach,
no,
Bill
the head
Parcells.
Coach is both, but this is what's funny about it is, I mean, Lawrence, at one time, as I've understood, had a sleeping bag on the floor in the defensive meeting room right at Bill Belichick's feet. Because they knew, like, Lawrence was probably out all night, so they wanted him to rest up so he could practice a little bit. So he'd lay on the ground and every now and then go, hey, you know, hey, Lawrence, you got that, what we said? And he'd kind of roll over and go, yeah, got it. And he would be laying on the ground, and it was a different era, definitely. Not the same today, certainly. You know, maybe a little less politically correct, crazy, in-your-face, letting things go on. Yeah. A lot of fun those days.
Yeah, can't do that stuff now. Yeah.
No, you can.
Can't do that stuff.
They can't even. Little players now, I don't even feel like can take old school coaching to a degree, right? You got to find the right blend, and I think that's what's really cool about these two coaches in this Super Bowl. Like, if you've ever been to a Shanahan or an Andy Reid practice, it's extremely intense. There is no nonsense, you know. And then they both have a blend of knowing how to talk to their guys and be cool with them, but yet, you know, they're the boss, and, you know, they might throw a few four-letter words at you every now and then if they don't like what you're doing out there, and that's where they have the magic touch.
I've been saying this for years, and if the commissioner would come on the show, I would say it to him.
Right.
Why can't we give, like, you know, the Denver Broncos offensive line against the Packers in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
They were the MVP.
I hear you.
Like, can you give it to a group?
Right.
I know we always want to have the car, you know, hey, and here's your Chevy truck.
Yes.
But to give it to a group, I think would be awesome. If you gave it to the secondary of the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I think that would have been awesome.
I'm with you in the fact that I know I've complained about this with you before of, you know, it's just, are we just in the era of the quarterback's going to win the Heisman, the quarterback's going to win the MVP every year, no matter what, right? And, yeah, there's some Super Bowls in the past, whether you go to the Patriots and Giants Super Bowl 42, right? I mean, man, the defense, holy cow, that day, Strahan, Tuck.
They won the game.
They won the game,
that
right?
Front
Eli
four won
was
the
clutch
game.
And amazing at the end, not taking anything away from him. Brady in his first Super Bowl. He had 98
defense.
Yards throwing.
Yes.
Just going into the last drive of the game. He won the MVP with throwing for 145 yards.
The secondary won that game.
Right. Pick six. They stopped the greatest show on turf. So I'm with you in the way. I wish the voters would, you know, get away from the eye candy sometimes.
But are you allowed to do that? They probably do.
I know.
I haven't seen the ballot, but it feels like, you know, unless somebody starts a write-in campaign. But there are times when there's a group that wins the Super Bowl.
I don't disagree with you. I don't. Yeah, that Broncos offensive line with Terrell Davis against the Packers. I hear it. That would fit that mold, too.
Yeah, I agree. Did you make your Super Bowl pick on Pro Football Talk yet?
Not yet. So before the year, I picked 49ers Chiefs, and I picked the 49ers to win.
Well, then you have to stay with that.
I feel like I do, you know, but I'm nervous, as I said.
Well, okay. Yeah. How would it look if you're not picking your friend's football team?
Yeah, well, I could tell you how it looks, because last year, I picked Philly to beat them in the NFC Championship game, right? Right. So, I mean, I'm rooting for the 49ers, but my brain said Philly was going to win that game. Every one of my and Kyle Shanahan's friends, his family members, like, they see it post on social media, and they're all like, what the hell, right? And I just go, I'm just picking the game. It doesn't mean I'm rooting for them. So I think they know that. But they'll still bother me if they saw I picked the Chiefs.
But do you still, like, deep down?
Yeah.
You're going to go against Patrick Mahomes?
Right now, I don't feel like I am, no. I think if you made me bet money on the game right now, I would pick the Chiefs to win. I'm shocked right now that the 49ers are 2-point favorites. I'm shocked that one team with Patrick Mahomes is continuing to find its groove, just beat the Ravens on the road, the Bills on the road, the Dolphins at home have dominated, and another team hasn't played good football or its best football, not even nowhere close to it, and they're the favorite, that to me is shocking. I don't understand that.
The only thing that worries me, and I think I've been picking the Chiefs, is they didn't score in the second half against the Ravens.
Right.
Now, that's a great defense there, but they didn't score.
I know. Now, they're the type of team that they play with their food a little at times. And I think they've also realized, like, who they are. And that's to me, the biggest thing. And I think that's what the Christmas Day game against them. I had kind of been like, hey, can we stop getting in the shotgun trying to throw 40-yard lasers down the field? Like, you're not that team this year. How about run the ball, play defense, screens, RPOs, and you're seeing. They, to me, have kind of hit New England Brady mode here, where it's just like, screw all the stats and how it looks. We're just going to win the game, and nobody will really remember some of the statistics. They're just going to go, man, Mahomes went into Baltimore and beat the Ravens, right? And that, to me, is where they've turned, you know, turned the leaf or whatever you want to say there, the phrase of just getting into that mode and stop trying to be sexy and highlight film and just go, we're going to win the game and keep adding it up that way and dominate football and win another championship, and we'll see what happens on Sunday.
But you're taking the Niners.
I don't know. I really don't. I'm really conflicted. No, I think right now I'm leaning towards the Chiefs.
Okay.
You know, I took the Ravens last week to beat the Chiefs, even though I picked the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. I did not think, again, it doesn't happen in football. This is what's amazing by them. They played B-minus football the whole season. All of a sudden they got in the playoffs and they go, we're going to be A-plus and we're going to be the best team in football. And I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, right. And here they are. And it's incredible. I've never seen anything like the Chiefs. It's a very unique dynasty they got going.
Great stuff all
Thanks,
season.
Man.
Thank you,
Thanks
buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Always appreciate your analysis, your honesty. Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. And he's going to take the team that's facing his good friend, Kyle Shanahan. That's the kind of friend he is. Your former friend, Kyle Shanahan. If you want to stay around, we have some meat.
Okay.
There.
But he's so cool. He's that kind of guy to be like, I get it. I understand why you're taking Mahomes.
Yes.
He's scary, right? So that's
is that how he
is.
Sounds?
A little bit.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Vetestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Woo! What a great crowd today.
Best of the week.
The rain held off. It's still a little breezy here. It's a little chilly here, probably in the upper 40s. Just letting anybody who's coming out to the Super Bowl keep that in mind. It's not, you know, normal. I don't know what normal is because I'm told hit or miss in February in Las Vegas. And I would say this has been missed, but this is coming in from California. But still temperatures in the upper 40s, low 50s. Yes, Paul?
Next 3 days, sunny and 55 at the high.
Okay.
Lovely. Well, temperate.
Right. That works.
Pool. That's pool weather. Once again, the favorite to go into the pool by the end of the week is Todd. I don't know if it's by your design or somebody else's design.
I'll probably get pushed in or clutch.
No, I would not do that to you. Now, that pool over there on the side, this pool area is so big at Fountain Blue. That pool area is heated over there.
And it's not very deep because we know my swimming issues.
Yes.
If I happen to fall in, I don't want to drown.
Wait, you have swimming issues?
Swimming issues meaning not knowing how to swim.
That
would be my issue. Issue with being in water that's above my knees, I start panicking.
That is a swimming issue. Okay.
Once it gets up to my neck, forget it.
All right, final results of the poll question. Seton? I don't even know what the poll question was.
No, that is very hurtful. That is extremely
Sorry.
Hurtful
Sorry.
From you, Dan. If you could attend the Super Bowl in any one of the following cities, Vegas and New Orleans is absolutely crushing. Los Angeles and San Francisco pretty far behind. And can Patrick Mahomes be a villain? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently he already is a villain.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a couple for you. This is a big one. 1926, the NFL adopted a rule that made players ineligible for competition until their college class graduated, which became the NFL draft a year later.
Mm.
And then, let's see, 1958, Ted Williams signed a contract with the Red Sox. It was worth $135,000, highest paid player in league history. And you'll like this, Dan, 1970, the NBA expanded to 18 teams. New teams were Buffalo, Cleveland, Houston, Houston, H-Town, Hugh-Town, Fritz.
Yeah, Hugh-Town.
And Portland.
Okay. And Buffalo was the one that fell by the wayside. Yeah, Buffalo Braves became the Clippers.
Braves had Bob McAdoo, is that right? Was that who their main guy?
Ernie DiGregorio, Randy Smith.
Were they cool?
They were very cool.
Uniforms look cool.
Blue, light blue. Dr. Jack Ramsey was the head coach, and they ran. They played almost the predecessor to the Portland Trailblazers that Jack Ramsey then took over in Portland with Bill Walton and company, and they just ran. That's what Buffalo Braves did. They're a fun team. I mentioned on this date, 1971, Alan Shepard, the first person to hit a golf ball on the moon. I think he actually hit two golf balls up there. Do you think he got in trouble? Polly?
I got some more on that story. It was approved that Alan Shepard had the golf club. It was retractable, like a telescopic, like retracted in and out. So he was allowed to bring it. He had it made. I don't know if everyone allowed him to bring it, but some people knew that he was bringing it up.
Well, why did the article I read said that he was hiding it? He had to hide it in his suit. So
maybe hide it.
Maybe this is after the fact where they're like, yeah, we knew he was going up there with a golf club. They didn't even know they were going to come back from the moon. And they're like, yeah, take a golf club up there. Hit some balls up there. You're probably not coming back. Might as well enjoy yourself. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, I'm going to start with you. What'd you learn today?
Troy Aikman appreciates that you made everyone aware Patrick Mahomes doesn't even have as many Super Bowl wins as he does. Easy with the goat talk there.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
We found ourselves a new hype man.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Let's go!
Marvin, what did you learn?
Fritzy can't swim.
He can't sing.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Damn.
That's not necessary. Okay.
Paulie.
Todd Fritz has played Vegas.
Yeah. Kind of played Vegas.
Yeah, you
bit.
Played the Fountain Blue. Marvin, Fritzy, what did I learn?
Chris Sims is shocked the 49ers are 2-point favorites against Mahomes and they struggle to get past Green Bay.
TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. They got free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. My thanks to the Fountain Blue, our great sponsors, the great audience here. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.